Today from the Ohio Newsroom, tornado recovery in Logan County.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from the Ohio Education Association, representing dedicated professionals who work to continuously improve Ohio's public schools every day. You can stand with the Ohio Education Association, educators, and parents to ensure students have the tools to succeed, because public education matters. More at ohea.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Today is the deadline for tornado victims across Northwest Ohio to apply for federal assistance. The region was hit with a series of tornadoes back in March, including one that claimed the lives of three people near Indian Lake, an area about an hour north of Dayton. The region is still recovering. President of the Logan County Commissioners, Mike Yoder, joins us now to talk about how that process is going. Mike, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I imagine the past 4 months have been long and hard for some people in Logan County. How are you holding up? How are people doing there?
We seem to be holding up fine. We do still have several families that are still in hotels. We have many that have gotten new places for them to live on a temporary basis. And I know that our local EMA and FEMA and the state have all been working hard to try to make sure that these folks have a good, safe place to be. And that's working out pretty well at this point.
Okay. Well, at this point, Logan County has received several million dollars from FEMA and the United Way. How has that money helped?
Well, now the money's been helping in a lot of ways. In the first place, when it came to like the United Way money, there was $1.5 million or thereabouts that was collected, and they were able to give grants to each of the property owners who had damage or were destroyed to help them to get other places to live, like the first month's rent and the deposit for some of them. And then FEMA came in after that, and they also put several million, I believe, now into it. And so people are getting, some of their houses are being repaired. Those whose houses are gone, they're still working on trying to find ways to be able to fix those properties so that new housing can be placed there.
Got it. Well, FEMA representatives say 400 households have used this federal aid, but emergency services have seen more than 800 visitors at recovery centers in impacted areas. What are the biggest challenges remaining?
Well, I think the biggest challenge remaining is simply that of making sure that these folks have a good place to live and making sure that we keep them going. Our first goal is trying to make sure that we get housing back here as quickly as possible, because there were students from the local Indian Lake school, 50 some of them, that were completely displaced. So the school has been transporting them back and forth to school when school was in operation. But we want to get those folks back into the Indian Lake district as soon as possible so that the students who have had this trauma of their house blowing away have the ability to get back to school and be back with their friends and their teachers and all those people that they know. We have an area now whereby folks can still come actually through the end of July, and they'll be able to come and pick up essentials. We still have a lot of things left, but by the end of July, we hope that those things will be gone and we'll be able to have closed down our operation.
And how are businesses doing? Is tourism at normal levels this summer?
Summer tourism is going fine. Indian Lake, Russell's Point, and the Indian Lake area itself, we're open for business. We encourage people to come. There's going to be a big July 4th celebration, as there always is, and everything is going very well, considering where we were just a few months ago.
That was President of the Logan County Commissioners, Mike Yoder, on tornado recovery there. Mike, thank you for sharing with us.
Okay, you're welcome.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.